Today's first reading from the Book of Wisdom tells us about the wicked and how they do not think aright. The wicked said among themselves, thinking not aright. First of all, what do we mean when we're talking about the wicked? Well, we're talking about someone who lives habitually in the state of mortal sin. That is, their soul is not in union with God. And because of that, they don't have God's light, God's wisdom, and God's guidance. And because of that, they are open to all kinds of deceptions from evil spirits. And so for this reason, they err. This is what the scripture tells us. These were their thoughts, but they erred, for their wickedness blinded them. We can say this is a just punishment of God for the soul who does not live in union with him, who does not love him, who does not know him. Okay, that they think erroneously. The commentary on this passage is very instructive. It says, their reasoning is thus. Everyone's life, whether they be good or evil, finishes with death, and there is nothing after death to gladden us or afflict us. Therefore, while we live joyfully, let us indulge in every cupidity, let us take from the riches and goods of others, so as to feast and delight in them. In order to follow and satiate their desires, they persuade themselves that the soul is mortal, and so there is nothing to fear after death, no divine justice or punishment. So here we're talking about either an explicit atheism, rejection of God, or an implicit atheism, that is, a practical atheism. Right? And this is probably the form of atheism that is most common in our own day, is the practical atheism. Because there are a few people who want to be considered atheists, right? Who want others to think them as atheists. You know, it would be more comfortable to be a person who's spiritual, you know, or even believes in God, or maybe even calls themselves a Christian. But how do they live their lives? They live their lives in this way, as if God didn't exist, as if there is no justice to come in the next life, right? We profess in our faith, and it is a dogma, that Jesus Christ will come to judge the living and the dead, and justice will be established. And there are consequences. We need to render an account for our lives. And so, for the soul who is living habitually in the state of mortal sin, these type of thoughts can easily enter in, right? They kind of become convinced more or less, or consider it a doubtful thing at least, of what happens after death, you know, of whether the soul is mortal or not, or, you know, there's nothing to be concerned about after death. In Pascal's Wager, right, his famous Pascal's Wager, right, even if you are able to convince yourself that it's doubtful, isn't it still really foolish to live in that way, right, even if it's doubtful? So this is what the first reading from the Book of Wisdom speaks to us about. And we can kind of see this dynamic being played out in today's gospel, right? When the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they don't have great spiritual clarity, right? Our Lord had mentioned how they do not know his Father because they do not have the love of God in them. This was the reading from 2 days ago. And so for this reason, they don't have great clarity about what's going on. Isn't he the one they're trying to kill? Do they think he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. And our Lord corrects them on all of these things. And so this is why it's really important for us, of course, to live lives habitually in the state of grace, in union with God, to continually strive to know him better and to love him more. And if we're doing that, then the opposite effect is also true. We will receive greater enlightenment, greater knowledge and understanding of God and His divine providence and His plans and His ways. And so let's put all these things into practice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.